This is Tree Note. In the 4 decades that I've studied treetop biology, I've always focused on canopy-dwelling plants, but forests also support a fascinating array of arboreal animals. Of the 6,400 mammal species, about half of them occasionally or exclusively occupy the canopy. They've evolved body structures and behaviors to gather food and raise their young high above the forest floor, away from the threats of ground-level predators. The mouse possum, a resident of Latin America, is a tiny relative of the kangaroo. They nest in hanging balls of moss that they place near the tips of skinny tree limbs, far from the reach of heavier predators. Kinkajous are raccoon relatives with prehensile tails. With their nimble fingers, flexible spines, and ankle joints that rotate 180 degrees, they can gracefully navigate through the dense canopy of Central American rainforests. In Southeast Asia, orangutans weave together branches, twigs, and leaves each day to construct a cradle where they sleep each night. Sometimes they create a protective roof by braiding branches above their heads. But canopies can also be places of danger. The huge harpy eagle has a shorter wingspan than eagles of open habitats, which helps them navigate the maze of canopy branches. Harpies hunt by scanning the canopy and then swoop down to seize monkeys and sloths in their enormous talons. Over time, many different kinds of animals in many different forest types have evolved ways to counteract the unrelenting pull of gravity that would turn a missed paw step into a fatal fall. Tree Note is a production of KUER. If you'd like to support Tree Note or any of our programs, go to KUER.org/donate. The executive producer of Tree Note is Christy Miners. Audio production and engineering by David Childs. I'm Nalini Nadkarni. This is Tree Note.